Good morning to everyone. Welcome to worship services and good Sabbath to each one as well. I'd like to begin today by reading a little statement here. One of the greatest and most significant building projects in the history of man was the construction of the temple by King Solomon. Now, we don't normally consider its importance in man's history because historians tend to not be religious, spiritual individuals. Therefore, the temple is not mentioned as one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, for example. It's not even mentioned among the great structures of the ancient world when you hear historians discuss these things. And that's because, as I said before, historians tend to not be religious individuals. But people who have a knowledge of the Bible and people who have a knowledge of man's history recognize that the temple's construction was important and vital. When Solomon finished building the temple, Yahweh appeared to him in a vision or a dream. And after he made the prayer in 2 Chronicles 6, down in 2 Chronicles 7, Solomon prayed to Yahweh, made a petition to Yahweh in 2 Chronicles 6. And down in chapter 7, beginning with verse 11, Yahweh answers. It says, "In this manner, Solomon finished the house of Yahweh and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of Yahweh and in his own house, he prospered. And Yahweh appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, 'I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the house to devour the land, the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend to the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and hallowed this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for you, if you will walk before me as David your father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and will keep my statutes and my ordinances, then will I establish the throne of your kingdom, according as I have covenanted with David your father, saying, there shall not fail you a man to be ruler in Israel.'" Again, so this was after the temple is completed building. And as I mentioned before, it's after Solomon had prayed. And if you look at verse 1, it says of the same chapter, it says, "When Solomon had made an end of praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of Yahweh filled the house." Now, I don't know about you, when you think about this awesome sight, it has to fit into one of the great constructions of the ancient world, because there's never been a time when such a thing has occurred, where the glory of Yahweh filled a place as it did in this structure. But what I want to focus on today is really back in verse 14 of this passage. Note that there's a condition here. It says, "If my people who are called by my name," the condition is being called by Yahweh's name. And certainly we all call ourselves by his name organizationally, and we think of ourselves as Yahweh's people, a people who bear his name. Note that the first requirement is they shall humble themselves and pray. Humble themselves. Humility is the first requirement that's given. Look over in Micah chapter 6, because this will be the focus of what we'll consider today. Micah chapter 6, beginning with verse 6. "With what shall I come before Yahweh and bow myself before the high Elohim? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will Yahweh be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?" All these things are things that people give to Yahweh, especially in the Old Testament era, sacrifices. And we know that in pagan societies, even the firstborn was given literally. And among Yahweh's people, the firstborn was given typically, as that firstborn was supposed to be the one who was given to the service of Yahweh. But down in verse 8 it says, "He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does Yahweh require of you, but to do justly and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your Elohim." Again, walking humbly with Yahweh is vital to our relationship with him. Let's look also over in Deuteronomy chapter 10.